Let's first look at cause. While it is true that both are caused by a parasite, it's not the same parasite. In the case of amoebic dysentery, this parasite is an amoeba called Entamoeba histolytica. However, one of 5 species of flatworms known as schistosomes is responsible for intestinal schistosomiasis. It is called Schistosoma mansoni. Now let's examine our second aspect. Amoebic dysentery and intestinal schistosomiasis differ in their modes of transmission. This difference centers on the fact that amoebic dysentery is a waterborne infection. However, intestinal schistosomiasis is a water carrier disease. What is the difference? Well, in the case of the infection, this means that Entamoeba histolytica is contained in cysts excreted by infected persons. These cysts are often transmitted through contaminated water. The amoeba travels through the digestive system of an infected person to invade the intestinal walls. However, intestinal schistosomiasis has a different means of transmission. Schistosoma mansoni grows inside a host. This host is a snail. Later, the parasite is excreted in the form of an egg into water. When the egg comes in contact with water, it hatches into a larva. If a person swims or bathes in this water, the larva may penetrate his or her skin. It enters the bloodstream. From there, it travels to the blood vessels lining the walls of the intestines. Within 30 to 45 days, the larva is transformed into a long flatworm. The female flatworms continue to produce more eggs.